KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we're certainly grateful to the Almighty God to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are, you might be listening to me today. I want you to know we thank God for this opportunity to come to you, to let you know that if you call Jesus by his name, he's going to answer.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Somebody one day said, Jesus on the main line. Just tell him what you want. Yes. He's on the main line. Yes. All you got to do is just call him up and tell him what you want. Yes. Jesus on the main. Church. Amen. Amen. We make a whole lot of noise over here. Amen. Because the Bible tells us to do so. Amen. So let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Once again, we are Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, located in Brooklyn, New York. We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street. And that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. You want to get in a Holy Ghost packed service. You want to get in a service where the Holy Ghost noise is at. People are making noise all over the world today, but the question is they making a Holy Ghost noise?
Yeah.
That makes the difference. Hallelujah. Again, we invite you to come. We're here Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Come and get in a service where the Lord is moving, where the Lord is blessing, where the Lord is delivering people, and where the Lord is saving people. We had today in our service before we came on the air today, one that stood in prayer. We had a mass prayer. Amen. And we told them to stand. Whether you were sick or suffering or if you had a pain or whatever it was, praise God, we told them to stand and receive their healing.
Amen.
And guess what? They received it.
Hallelujah!
Come on.
Hallelujah.
They received it. Hallelujah. And the Lord healed their body right here in the service.
Amen.
Amen. Come around here, brother. Elder Johnson, and stand right over here and talk right here and tell him you was one of the ones that stood up in the service when we had everyone to stand for a mass prayer.
Yeah.
You was hurt, you said?
Yes, I was hurt, yes.
Uh-huh.
And God healed my body, and God just put his hands on me, and I was healed. I'm just healed by his stripes.
Healed.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he didn't have to do it.
Uh-huh.
But he did.
But he did.
And he healed my body, and he healed my soul.
Yes.
And he elevated me.
Yes, Lord.
God is a good God.
Yes.
And he'll do it for anybody else.
Yes, he will.
And I just praise God and bless his holy name.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You glad about that?
Yes.
No more pain?
No more pain.
Gone?
No more agony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go on and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a healer. He's a healer. My friends, some of you are suffering with pains. Some of you are suffering with aches. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus is a healer. I said Jesus is a healer. All you got to do is call on Jesus. Believe in him and watch him heal your body. Christ, if you take time out to call him by his name, he'll be there to hear your beck and call. Where are you today? Some of you are sick and suffering. The devil done jumped on you and made you definitely sick. I come today to tell you God can get him off of you. I said God can get him off of you. He says if you have faith in him, he will do what you need done. We are a church today that believe God can do it.
Amen.
We believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Listen, my friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. That's why I ask you all the time, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is a healer?
Hallelujah.
He's a healer of all diseases. Some of you are suffering today. You say, well, Brother Lawrence, the doctor told me that I got cancer. Okay, that's not too hard for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, Brother Lawrence, I got thyroid problem. Okay, that's not too hard for God. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got heart trouble. Very bad. My legs swell up and heart be skipping beats and I just don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, that's not too hard for God. He can heal your body this day. What I want you to do right now is come close to your radio. Come on close to the radio. Put your hand on the radio. Touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God for a miracle in your life today. Well, Brother Lawrence, I'm not listening to you over the radio. I'm listening to you over the internet. Touch the computer keyboard. Uh-huh. Or touch your cell phone that you listen. Hold the cell phone in your hand. Or your tablet or your iPad. Hold it in your hand as a point of contact. And let's believe God today for a miracle in your life. He can do it.
He can do it.
And he's not going to take forever to do it.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we sing that song. Folks be singing that song. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Listen, you suffering and hurting now. You need him to come now.
Right now.
Right now. He's a right now God. Amen. Amen. You want him to come now and heal that pain. You want him to come now and drive that cancer. You want him to come now and melt away that tumor and stop that heart from skipping beats. You want him to come now. Oh, my God. You want him to come now and bring that pressure down. Yes, you want him to come now and get that sugar out your blood. You want him to come now and cause your kidneys to function properly. Get you off of that dialysis. Yes, you want him to come now. And let me tell you something. He will come right now. He's a right now God. If you're doing what's right, he'll come right now. If you ain't doing what's right, okay, then you got to wait on him. Oh, but we serve the God and living righteously before him. We're living so that when we call him, he done already answered. Hello. Ain't got to wait for him to answer. He done already answered. That's what the Bible says. He's already done did it for us. Come on, let's pray now. Oh, Libby, if you only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. We thank you now for the powers in your great, holy, and righteous name to heal and cast out devils. There's so many today that's under my voice. They hear me, oh God, and they're sick and suffering. Lord, I told them that you are right now, God, that you will come to their beckon right now. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, you'll cast the devil out. Drive Satan away. Bind up devils and demons that are causing sicknesses and disease. We bind up the cancer demon. We bind up the heart trouble demon, sugar demon, asthmatic demon, swelling demon. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. You devil that's causing, amen, high blood pressure. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, touch these bodies everywhere. Knock the devil out. Drive Satan away. Cast him out, Lord. We command you, Satan, to come on out of here. Loose your hold and come out, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Lord God, we thank you for touching these bodies everywhere that my voice is being heard. Thank you for healing right now, just as you did that brother here in the temple on today. He got a right now healing. Thank you, Lord. Let these people begin to feel better this very same hour. When they got to go back to the doctors, Lord God, let the doctors be amazed at the healing that has taken place in their bodies. We thank you for healing arthritis. Thank you for healing kidney trouble, liver trouble, pancreas trouble. We thank you, Lord, for healing all manner of diseases. We count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on and give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. That's all it takes, is just the prayer of faith. No hocus pocus, no whole lot of falling out and carrying on. No, just the prayer of faith. The Bible says will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. Amen? Now it's your job now to thank the Lord for your healing. Begin to thank him. And don't give him no mediocre thanks. Amen. Sometimes we tell folks to tell the Lord, thank you. They say, well, thank you, Jesus. No, you get excited about it. Yes. If somebody walked up and handed you $1 million, you wouldn't be complacent and all cool, calm, and collected. You'd be just about jumped out of your clothes if they don't give you money. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Some of y'all would be so excited, you almost can walk on the ceiling. That's what you got to do when Jesus does something for you. And when you want him to do it for you, thank him in advance. Amen? Begin to give God thanks. So come on now, everybody. Let's thank the Lord for healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing these bodies that are listening to us. Thank you for healing these bodies that are here in the sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name for him. And it is done. It is done in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Now, some of y'all saying, what kind of church is that? A Holy Ghost church? Tongue speaking church? Baptized in Jesus' name church? And enjoying Jesus' church? Amen? Oh, bless his name. We thank the Lord today. Once again, you're listening to that noisy church on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. And that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. You're missing a treat if you don't get here. Get on over here. Get on the bus. Get on the subway. Get a cab. Get a boat. Get your kids' scooters. Get the roller skates out, whatever you can get. Amen. What's that little thing the kids are riding around on now? The little boy coming here with one this morning. The little
skateboard.
Get the kids' skateboard. Get over here to Exodus any kind of way you can. The blessings of the Lord is happening right here at Exodus. Some of y'all saying, well, Brother Lawrence, I'm out in Chicago. Well, there's a church you can go to right there in Chicago on the west side. The Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, near West Madison Street. And that's where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. The same type of service what you're hearing here at Exodus is going on there. People are getting healed. People are getting saved. People are getting delivered. People are getting set free, and people are meeting up with Jesus. Amen? Amen. And their life is becoming better. That's why we're so happy, because we done met up with Jesus.
Amen.
Song one day, somebody sung, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Since I met him, since I found him, feeling mighty happy, feeling mighty fine. Yeah. I'm enjoying Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Now, for those of you who would like to send us your prayer requests, we're coming down, amen, to the point now where we want you to write us. Invite you to write us and send us your prayer requests. If you have a special prayer request you want us to pray for, write us this week. Amen. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Send me your prayer request. I'll pray for you. And God will give you a miracle. Amen?
Amen?
Thank the Lord. If you have email, you can email us. Get it to us right quickly. Email us at Exodus Heal. EXODUSHEAL. That's Exodus Heal at AOL.com. Amen. Now, if you'd like to support this ministry, if you'd like to send in your love gift to say, Brother Lawrence, I want to help you promote the gospel, you can send it in. If you have Cash App, you can send it via the Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. If you have Zelle on your phone, you can send it in via Zelle. Send it to 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. Everybody's in the Christmas season now, and everybody's buying up gifts and stuff, but ain't nobody buying Jesus no gifts.
Hey.
Amen.
Right.
Ain't nobody sent no gift to Jesus. But what a wonderful thing would be to help promote the gospel. Say, Lord, I'm giving this gift to help keep the gospel going on the air. We'll be certainly grateful that you send it in. Whatever gift you send it today. Amen. And the Lord will bless you real good. Now, before I go any further, I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you that are listening to us. Some of you are getting this broadcast before Christmas, and some of you are getting this broadcast after Christmas. But we want to say Merry Christmas in this holiday season, and we wish you all a happy and blessed and pleasant New Year's. Amen?
Amen.
Joy to the world.
Amen.
The Lord has come. Ah, yes, Lord. Let earth receive her King. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. All right, get your Bibles right briefly now. I want to go to the Word of God. We got a couple of minutes left on the air. We done jumped and shouted as we always do. And the clock just ticks the time out while we're jumping and shouting. I guess that clock said, y'all go ahead on and shout. In the meantime, I'm keeping time. Amen. When time is up for you, your time up on the air is going to be up. Amen. In the book of St. Luke today, I want you to look at your neighbor. Before I give you the scripture, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't have to take this.
I don't have to take this.
Look at your next neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't have to take this.
I don't have to take this.
Go with me to the St. Luke, the 15th chapter, and we want to look at the 17th verse. It's a familiar scripture. Amen. And we just want to read that 17th verse and 18th verse. St. Luke, the 15th chapter, the 17th and the 18th verse.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord is found as thus, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Stop right there. Look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't have to take this.
I don't have to take this.
Sometimes, precious hearts, we get in situations, and it's not because the devil did it. It's because we did it. Sometimes we get in problems and trouble and hard times because some of us feel that we know it all. Like I have told y'all in times past, and anybody that's in here that's a male that done passed 15, you'll know what I'm getting ready to say is true. We men that when we were boys, when we got to the age of 15, that's when it all started. Mm-hmm. Couldn't nobody tell us nothing.
Uh-huh.
And as the old folks said, we start smelling ourselves.
Yeah.
We thought we knew everything about the world. We ain't even got to 18 yet. 15, I'm a man. Ain't got to 18 yet, but we at 15, we knew everything.
Uh-huh.
And really didn't know nothing. And some of the things that we got into, it wasn't because the devil did it. It was because we did it ourselves.
Amen.
Some of you are listening to me today. You're in situations. You're in trouble. The devil didn't do it. A lot of times we blame the devil for stuff, and he don't have nothing to do with it.
That's right.
You done sat up all night long eating cake and ice cream, and black-eyed peas and collard greens and macaroni and cheese and what's the ham hocks that go in the in the collard greens, and you done ate them pork spare ribs. And next morning you wake up with a headache. Now you want to rebuke the devil? Don't rebuke the devil. Rebuke you.
Amen.
The devil didn't feed you that stuff. You sat up and ate all that stuff. Now your head is busting wide open, and you want to say, "Satan and the Lord God rebuke you." No. Put your name there and place some Satan's name because you did that.
Amen.
We get in situations sometimes because we do it, and then we want to say that the devil is doing it. That's what happened with this young man that we're reading about here. This story is telling us about the prodigal son. He was at home enjoying life. Had everything he needed. Didn't have to do nothing. No more than what his father told him to do. Amen. Obey the house rules. Come in when the street lights come on, wash the dishes, take out the garbage. Mm-hmm. But he got tired of that. Mm-hmm. And he said, I know what I can handle. I got this. Exactly. Some of y'all are sitting in a situation right now because you got it. That's right. Mm-hmm. You reached out and grabbed it. Mm-hmm. And when it got through turning you upside down, yeah, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And that young man decided one day, he says, Father, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, and I want you to give me everything that's due coming to me. Well, here's the killing part. Wasn't nothing due coming to him because he wasn't the oldest child. And whatever was due to coming to him in any way, it was against the law for him to get it before a certain time. But the father obliged him. Just like some of y'all that are listening to me in Radio Land today, sometimes you oblige your children because they're just not going to listen. They're just going to do. And you say, rather than pull your hair out, rather than you be all upset fooling around with them, because what they'll do is upset you and put you in the ground and then go upset somebody else. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Let me back that train up and let me bring this to the church. Some of you pastors today, you need to learn to let some of these hard-headed church members not put you in the ground. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
You tell them what's right. You tell them to obey the word of God. You teach them. You live before them righteous way, and they're going to do whatever they want to do anyhow. So I admonish you, pastors, if they're going to do what they want to do, the Bible says after the second admonition, let them become like a head tech. Don't bother. Don't upset yourself with them. Just pray for them. Amen? Because what they will do, they'll worry you to death and put you in the ground and go find another pastor. Hello.
All right.
And start working on him and try to get him in a grave somewhere.
Amen.
This young man, I'm trying to get to this here. This young man, amen, he worried his father. And his father said, hey, I'm going to give you this here, even though it's against the law, but I'm going to give it to you. Go on, you think you got it, you think you can handle it? Knock yourself out. Like they say down in South Carolina, pop your whip, baby. Go ahead on, you're going to see after a while. Amen?
Amen?
This prodigal son wound up in a place where he was tempted to eat the slop that was being fed to the hogs.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Got down so low. Or at first he was living it up. Oh, he had friends because he had money. But after a while he got down so low.
Yeah.
He didn't have nothing. Nothing. Didn't have. Went to the place and started working for the man, and the man didn't even pay him. That's why he was tempted to eat the slop, because he didn't have no money to buy food with. Amen?
Amen.
But one thing about it I like is what he did was he finally made up his mind, I don't have to take this. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
amen.
I don't have to take this.
Amen.
Don't have to take it. I ain't got to go through this here. He came to himself. Many of you today are in a situation today because you have not yet come to yourself. You have not yet realized that you don't have to take this. You have not realized that God will get you out of that situation if you will just come to yourself and say, I don't have to take this. I'm going back to my father. I'm going back. Some of y'all are backsliders today. And you're living in a world of turmoil. You don't have to live like that. Make up your mind, I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going to get back in church. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what he say do. Some of you listening to me today, you're not saved. You haven't come to church at all. You might go to church, but you have not become a part of the church. Oh, yeah, you're jumping and shouting. You know all the vernacular. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But you ain't saved. You need to get baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God. Give utterance.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Come to yourself and realize you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live drinking and smoking and cussing and running around and fornicating and being some of everything but the right thing. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to take that anymore. You put yourself in that situation. Now it's time for you to come to yourself and say, I'm coming out of this.
Amen.
The Bible says mortify the deeds that's within your body. You got to mortify. You got to kill it out. You got to be the one to say, I'm going to stop this. The buck stops right here, and we're not going to do this no more.
Hallelujah.
See, it's all over right here. This young man, when the Bible says when he came to himself, he said, I'm going to rise. I'm getting up out of this hog pen. I'm getting up out of this slop. I'm getting up out of not being paid, and I'm going back to where I came from, where everything is beautiful,
amen,
where there's plenty to eat,
yes,
where I can enjoy life like I was before. Get up and come on back to Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you need today to come back to Jesus. Yes. Come where the living waters